Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. So I had a meeting this morning, and I knew it was going to carry over into the afternoon, so I decided that I would just make the show a little bit later. So sorry for being a little late like last week, but it worked out better. Anyway, gorgeous day outside. I'm still in shorts. That's making me extremely happy. It's really funny because everybody's like going, oh, you're extending the summer. And I'm like, it's only the first day of fall, you know, and it doesn't get cold immediately. We did have a couple of chilly days in there, but it's not even Indian summer yet. That was October. Anyway, so really happy with the beautiful, warm weather. Makes me very happy, as always. So I went to a music festival this past weekend, and on Saturday, that was on Saturday, in Long Island, Seacliff. And it's funny because I've been to that beach before in the wintertime, just take a look at it, and I don't know, I did a video thing of the water, which was kind of interesting. And, yeah, it was just one of those kind of cool things. So the sunset was gorgeous. The weather was perfect. And the music was pretty good. Now, I have to say, my opinion of the best was this solo woman playing harmonica and then the keyboard. And I have to say, I don't know her name, and I was trying to find it before the show, which means that next week I'll have to do, you know, one of my little corrections and tell you her name. She was spectacular. The real deal, I have to say. The bomb. The band that was the main feature was Antigone Rising. And Antigone, if you don't know, was the daughter of Oedipus and Josephine. I'm pretty sure that's how you say her name. And she fell in love with a cousin, and her uncle decided that they were going to put her to death. So before they could kill her, she committed suicide. And the man she was in love with, the cousin, also committed suicide, and he died over her dead body. So he died over her, and of course the uncle was very pissed off because he couldn't kill her. She committed suicide. That'll teach him. Rather than running away and living a happy life, let's just die, but let's do it at our own hands. Well, let's take in charge. What else can you say? I will take charge. So Antigone Rising, and I think that was an adaptation by Socrates about Oedipus and Josephine and Antigone. Interesting story there. So the sunset was gorgeous. The weather was beautiful. In fact, I must say, relatively bug-free, which is huge for me. Huge. Tremendous, in fact. And I never took my phone out of my bag, and I left my bag in the car. I just didn't want to carry anything. And I have to say, when I was in North Carolina a couple weeks ago, and I put my phone in my purse, and I never took my purse out of the room, it was so freeing to not be attached to a phone. I can't remember. Well, yes, I can, before 2001, who carried a cell phone. You know, it was beepers. And then it was cell phones, and those phones were such crap phones. I remember my first few cell phones. So I ended up having to take this phone back and having it checked out again. Now, as you all know, July, it was replaced. That was so this is 105, and it's already having a problem and everything. It may just be the new operating system. So while I was at Apple the whole day, the day that the iPhone 7 was released, and I, you know, unbeknownst to me, I went and I put my name on a list, and then I just kind of milled around Crate and Barrel, looking at all of their nifty gypsies, and, you know, spending a fair amount of time in there before I decided to walk back and just, like, mill around and see if they would take me sooner than later, which was the case. But, excuse me, while I was waiting, they said I had to put in or upload the new operating system, which was supposed to take care of like 90% of the bugs. So we'll see. People are saying that they are hearing me better. So that, I guess, is a plus. But when I call Sprint, and of course, you know, Apple is telling me, oh, this is a carrier problem and not a phone issue. Sprint is saying, well, this is definitely a phone issue and not a carrier problem. Not love that, because it happens everywhere I go. So they're saying, well, if it happens everywhere, then it's not the cell towers, it's not the service, it's the phone. And I'm like, well, I tend to disagree with Sprint and not Apple. Anyway, so after updating my, what do you call it, my AirWave, or as they like to call it, AirRave, at home, I think that the issue may be a little better. We'll find out. And I guess we'll know as soon as this show airs if you can all hear me clearly or not, speaking as clearly as I possibly can and directly into the phone. Anyway, so finally back in the studio, like full on. Now, I'm not going to say that I haven't been here for the past 2 weeks. I have. And I was still futzing around with the last painting, which is titled now, Within the Depths. And that's an underwater painting with my monuments, because my monuments are everywhere. No stone unturned. That's what that's all about. So yesterday I really finished it. I gave it all the final touches and concluded with a signature. I don't normally sign paintings on the front. They depend. So various paintings will be signed and various paintings will be only signed on the back. And I had a studio visitor recently and I was going through all these paintings and I realized that not only were they not signed on the back, the information, the titles and all the, you know, all the details were not on them. And I was a little like, oh, my God, now I'm going to have to go through, find the titles, and put all that information on again. I hate when I don't do that. Kind of an irritating thing. It's the same thing as having to restore a painting. So if somebody comes to me with a problematic piece or a damaged artwork and they say, can you restore this? And I say, of course. And they're going to pay me. Of course, I love restoring their artwork. But when it comes to restoring my own artwork, I so don't want to do that. I'm almost ready to hire somebody and have them come and restore it. And things always get damaged. It's just the nature of the beast. You know, when you don't have the proper storage facility, and you are storing all of your goods, things happen. And when you don't have a lot of space, things happen more often than not. I will just leave it right there. So to give a quick plug, I'm doing a canvas and cocktails, or as I like to now call it, C&C, because I love abbreviating everything, as we well know. And I'm doing a C&C in my friend's garden on Saturday. And I had my meeting today, and I went and I looked at the place where I'm going to be doing my C&C on Monday night. And it's a really spectacular space. I mean, like, phenomenal. And I was just informed that I can invite anybody I want because it's a fundraiser. It's open to the public. It's not just their members. So if you're interested and you cannot come out on Saturday, I hope that you join for the fundraiser. It's for a good cause, breast cancer. And that's going to be Monday in Jericho, on Jericho Turnpike in Mineola. And that will be at 6 o'clock. And they will feed you. So if you're interested and you want to come and have a good meal and have a good time, bring your own booze and enjoy the festivities. That's all I'm going to say on the subject. Go to my site, lmzilker.net. Go to Contact Us or Events and sign up. There you go. Anyway, so it's going to be a beautiful painting. In fact, the painting is listed on my Cocktails and Canvas Facebook page and on my Instagram page. Oh, maybe I didn't post it on Instagram quite yet. I also have to tweet it. All the social media have not yet been overturned. So, still to do. So funny. So I was thinking about what it's like when people say that they're going to do something or be somewhere. Now, and we all know that this is one of my pet peeves. And it's really interesting because the things that bother me don't bother everybody, and the things that bother others don't usually bother me. Human nature, isn't that how that goes? So when somebody tells me they're going to do something or be somewhere and they're not, you know, this always makes me a little to be polite. Polite. I shall be polite on that one. It miffs me. So it's really funny when I think of somebody and all of a sudden I hear from them after not hearing from them for an extended period of time. But this is how it always goes with me. It's just the nature of the beast. So I heard from somebody that I hadn't heard from all summer. And now we'll see if we're just going to play the tag me, tag you game again. Again, just, you know, it is what it is. So I came into the studio and I finished the painting. And yesterday I began a new painting, which actually came to me just a few days ago. All of a sudden, I don't know if it was in sleep or if it was in the meditation. I'm not even sure. But I have to say that it's off to a very smashing start. And it was just like very impromptu. I like painting impromptu. It makes me feel so much more connected to the painting rather than, you know, working it out and then just filling it in. Then I could be like Jeff Koons and hire people to paint it for me. We're getting there. I'm not quite there yet. I don't know if I'll ever hire people to paint for me. I really enjoy painting, so I don't know. I'm looking very forward to employing others, but I don't know if I'll have them paint my work. I don't even think I would have them mix my colors. I'm really quite good at that. That's one of my gifts, one of my better gifts. I really enjoy that gift. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I can say on that. So there were so many things that I wanted to talk about, and I have to say one of the funnier things was I stayed home on Monday, and I ended up cleaning my house and just catching up on my stacked-up mail and, you know, spending some time with my cat, and that always makes me very happy. He's very loving. And I thought of something that was, like, so important, and at that moment, I had, like, the whole conversation mapped out, and it went, like, off. And all I was thinking is I should probably make a note or write it down somewhere. And, of course, you know, I did not. And so today, no matter how I've tried, I cannot recount what it was that I wanted to talk about. And it was just one of those things that was, like, really, it was just very prevalent. And I can't remember if it had a political twist or if it was about the whole situation in New York. So speaking of which, I had a few friends that text me asking me where I was or saying, I hope you're not in New York. On Saturday, I was out on Long Island. But I have to say thank you so much for the heads up and the concerns. That was really quite kind. I haven't really been up to date in current events because I've been so busy with other things that even when I was watching the news last night, I still didn't catch up quite enough. But eventually I will get there. And before I forget, I have two very quick shout-outs to two people that I absolutely love that are in my heart My niece, Eden, happy 21st, finally. I know she's so excited about that. So happy birthday, baby doll. Lots of love to you. Always thinking about you. And, yes, you're finally there. And happy birthday to KB in Australia. I wish you all your heart's desires and many, 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 many happy, happy, healthy returns. Actually, many happy, healthy returns to both of you. So today's actually KV's birthday. That's Karen. And 2 days, no, the four days ago, the 17th, was my niece. So many people in between. Oh, and Laura, the Metro Chef, LM, happy birthday to you. Her birthday was yesterday. Oh, and today is also Russell's birthday. Happy birthday, RR. There you go. I think I've covered everybody now, right? Many, many people. All these Virgos. Lots of no, are they Virgos? I think. No, wait a minute. Today's the cusp. So, Libras. All these Libras. There you go. Happy birthday, everybody. I love you all. Many, many, many happy returns. RR, KB, EEZ, MLM, and anybody else that I forgot, I think. I think I got you all. So there you go. Happy, 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 happy. And many, many, many happy returns. And I look forward to seeing LM at my next paint night, which is going to be on Saturday. So two back to back. Anyway. So there you have it, all the good birthdays. I think I covered everybody. So what else? So I think you could still get to the beach. And now, you know, because today is the first day of fall, spring, you see, I'm already ready for summer again. I could go to summer right in a minute, in a heartbeat, spring to summer, spring to summer, spring to summer. I like fall, but I'm not a fan of the winter, just not a fan. I'm sure we all know that after 5 years of radio talk show, knowing how I feel about winter. There you go. And it's not even about the dress. I don't want to wear those clothes. You know, I'd rather be scantily clothed than, you know, bundled to the hilt and oh, God. Not looking forward to it. Anyway, so still the good beach days. So now you don't have to pay to get on the beach, and it'll be a lot less congested. Although I have to admit, I've only been on the beach in North Carolina, and now on Long Island. And the sand on both of those beaches, really not pretty sand, although still made by the ocean and, you know, same way. They make it the same way, but it's just not so pretty. You know, it doesn't feel good walking on that barefoot. You know, in North Carolina, actually, funny thing. So when you're walking on the sand in North Carolina, you're getting a pedicure because it really, really pumices the hell out of your feet. In fact, most of the time it just hurts. But you do it anyway. It's a very good workout for your legs, you know. So speaking of workouts, now that I'm back in the studio, so I've been doing my little workout routine in the studio in between painting and mixing and cleaning and yada, 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 yada. And it's not yoga. Although I could do the sun salutation, I know it's cold, but I don't do it. In fact, I was thinking about this. Okay, so one of the funny things. Oh, I think I remembered what it was that I was talking about yesterday. Yay, yay for me. Excellent. Yippee-ki. So I was thinking about the yoga mat and how you unroll the yoga mat and you lay it out on the floor so that you have a non-slip, softer surface to do all of your yoga workout. Also Pilates. We also use a yoga mat for Pilates, most of the places. So I was thinking about this. And now being a germaphobe, you lay your mat down because you don't want to touch the floor, right? But when you roll that mat up, you're rolling the floor right back into where your face and your body are. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know what? you need a mat for the mat. So you unroll another mat, and that one goes on the floor, and then you have your pristine mat on top of it, and you do your workout. Now you have a double mat anyway, so it's probably more cush and better for your palms and your feet and your knees anyway, right? So I was thinking about this. Then you would have to roll the inside mat first and then roll the outside mat around that inside mat rather than rolling them together. See, now that's like a real germaphobe. I find it really funny when people tell me they're a germaphobe and then they do certain things that I'm like thinking are really inconsistent with a true germaphobe. And I can be really quite germaphobe. And at the same time, I can be really quite hardy and say, well, I'm not going to allow any of this to bother me because. I just wanted to put that out there because I have to tell you, it made me laugh. It was one of those things, okay, so I always tell you I come up with the greatest ideas when I'm about to get in the shower or while I'm in the shower. So the yoga mat thing came to me while I was standing on my bath mat after I got out of the shower. And I was standing there yesterday and I was having this whole conversation and it was really making me laugh. You know, it's like, excuse me, if you come in after a good workout and, not a workout, I'm sorry, after a really good long day out and you walk barefoot, I'm never going to get in bed with dirty feet. And if I just put on fresh sheets that day, I'm going to shower before I get to bed anyway, you know. And if I'm with someone and I'm going to bed, I'm going to shower before I go to bed anyway. But 99% of the time, if I'm not going to jump in the shower, which is probably, I'd have to say 80% of the for 80% of the time I shower before I go to bed. But that 20% that I don't, I always wash my feet before I get in bed. It's just one of those crazy things. It's like I take my shoes off at the door and I think about it. And I'm like, well, I don't want to carry whatever is outside. I mean, they did a study years ago about the filth in the streets in Manhattan. Well, I live in Manhattan, so where else are they going to do the study that's prevalent to me? Manhattan. So they did this study, and I have to tell you, I cannot wear a flip-flop. I can wear an open shoe, but it has to have a good heel. Like, it has to keep me off the ground by more than a dime, you know? It's got to be a good thickness off the ground. And then I wash my feet regardless. So they said that you could contract hoof and mouth disease walking barefoot or in an open shoe in New York City. Yes, hoof and mouth. Why? Because people spit in the street all the time, which is so vile, vile to me, and quite nauseating, actually. I see somebody spit in the street, and I start retching. I remember the story one time. I was with my brother Dan, and we were living up the street from each other. So 55th and 1st is where my mom's apartment was. I stayed there all the time. And my brother had an apartment on 55th Street, just up the street. And he lived in that apartment for a number of years. So we would go for breakfast every now and then. And sometimes, we all know I live in my car. And my car is filthy, but I don't care because I live in the car. Dan had a pretty filthy car too. But Dan and I met, and he was wearing his sunglasses. It was a very brisk fall day, and I want to say it was probably really late fall, so it was really brisk out. And he had his sunglasses on his forehead, not on top of his head, not on his eyes, in the middle. And when he took his sunglasses off, his forehead was really cold, and he was like, wow, my forehead's really cold. And then he remembered he had the sunglasses on. That's just a side note. It was very funny at that time. Kind of the thing that just somebody tells you something that's related to you and it makes you laugh because you know them and their character, and thusly you get it because it's out of character for them. I have another story. So anyway, we're walking down the street, and Dan's a spitter because Dan used to chew tobacco and spit. And so Dan does one of those whole full-on, you know, sniffle, snort in, and clear the throat and hawk it out. And I remember him doing that, and I just started gagging. I said, I can't go for breakfast anymore. I almost threw up in the street. I just started gagging and gagging, and it made me laugh, and it made him laugh. But it was really quite disgusting and funny, but he spit on dirt and grass. He didn't spit, he was still spitting in the street out of doors, but at least he didn't spit where people are walking, which was still vile. He spat where the dogs are walked. So I was watching something on Facebook the other day. It happened to be Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs. And I don't know why, I don't even know how or why I found it or why I watched it, but he was reading a letter that his mother had written to him because she's not on Facebook, and she was making this whole reference about contact your little friends on Facebook and tell them this story. Apparently, she went shopping at Walmart, and she left her handbag on the handle of the shopping cart. And when she loaded her packages into the car, she drove off without her purse, a blue bag. And when she got home, she and her husband ran back to find the bag. They checked everywhere. And she went into Lost and Found. He looked at every single shopping cart, thinking it might still be on the shopping cart out in the lot. Well, there was a woman that had found her purse and turned it in. And as she was retrieving her purse, the woman, they managed to find the woman at that same moment. It was all so quick, and it was very coincidental. And so the woman was telling Mrs. Rowe the story about how she had also forgotten something in the Walmart shopping center, and that she went outside with her push cart and opened the trunk and got sidetracked and took her purse and then drove off without unloading the packages into the car. So at the end of the story, Mike Rowe's mother says, how could somebody forget their packages? And he's hysterical reading the whole letter. And I have to tell you, it was in great detail, and there was far more to it than that. But watching him laugh, and I was finding it humorous, but I wasn't hysterical like he is, but it's all relative. Like, he knows her, he understands her, but I have to tell you, that last line was such a doozy. How could somebody forget X, Y, and Z when she had just forgotten X, Y, and Z? It was just the same difference, right? So that was really quite funny, and here he is just laughing hysterically. And that made me laugh. I actually really like him. So I like watching Dirty Jobs. Okay, one of my little guilty pleasures, but I'm not guilty about it, so I don't know if that actually fits. But anyway, so there you have it. I thought it was very funny. So it's all relative, right? So now I have to go out and buy a brand new pristine yoga mat so that I can use my now yoga mat, which is touched. 90 seconds, that was quick. So now I have to buy a new yoga mat to put on top of my old yoga mat. And then I'm going to have to clean. It's impossible. I'm going to have to clean the yoga mat before I put the new yoga mat down. And then the side that I put it on, you see, you can't win here, because what if you don't wrap it the same way every single time? See, this is where OCD gets a little hectic and crazy, right? So then you have to, like, what I could do is mark the two sides that are faced up and down so that the one that's down will always be down and the one that's on the ground will always be on the ground. And then when I wrap that around, it's all just, I don't know. Does it work? Could this really work? I don't know. Maybe you don't roll that one up. Maybe you fold it and then roll. That's it. I figured out the solution. Fold it in half and then roll it up from the center point, then you're never touching the floor. See how that works? Because you put your face on that mat, and I don't always bring a towel. How crazy is that? All right, yes, that was my craziness for the day. Happy birthday, all my dear friends and my love. In 10 seconds, have beautiful days, have beautiful weeks, have beautiful months, have fabulous years, and I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, signing off.